As we conclude our series of shiurim on Baal Tashchis, the one area that we really haven't discussed in our shiurim, but will be Ezra Hashem Yisbarach speak about in this year, is the issue of Baal Tashchis when it comes to food. And as it's interesting, I saw that the Mechas Yitzchak, in the tshuva that we quoted in our previous year, Mechas Yitzchak and Chel Gimel, Simen Mem Hei, says that it's interesting to note that we don't find that many areas in Halacha where the issue about Tashchis is discussed, even though, as we discussed and we'll discuss again, many Rishonim hold about Tashchis as an Issa D'Oraisa. But we look in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph in Orach Chaim, as the title of that Simen is Shloi Linig B'Zoyin B'Oichlim. There's a special point in being careful in how we treat the food that we eat. And as we quoted the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchas Malachim Halacha Yud, if somebody breaks kelim, or kareya begodim, or rips clothing, for hiris binyan, or breaks a building, or m'abed macholos derech hashchasa, or destroys food derech hashchasa in a destructive manner, over b'loy tashchis. And as we quoted, that the machloikis rishonim, if b'al tashchis is a deraisa only when it comes to destroying a tree that gives fruit, or is Baal Tashchis a deraisa under all circumstances, I saw that there are poskim that suggest that even those that hold that Baal Tashchis is limited to fruit trees, they agree that destroying food is included in the Baal Tashchis deraisa. And the reasoning is fairly simple. If Baal Tashchis of a tree is considered a deraisa, because we're destroying the tree that gives the fruit, and that's considered Baal Tashchis, certainly destroying the fruit itself would be considered Baal Tashchis. The Paiskim, however, point out that Baal Tashchis, the Raisa, is only when the food is edible, and destroying it without a constructive purpose is Baal Tashchis. Aside from the Isser of Baal Tashchis, when it comes to food, as the Simon here discusses, there's another factor, a Bezoin Oichlim. The Gemara Masechta Tainus, Daf Chof Amud Beis, teaches us, Machal Adam Ein Machilin L'Behema. Food fit for consumption by humans may not be served to animals. And Rashi explains, Mishum Bizi Oichlim, the Mechzi Kiboyit B'toiva Shashpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with this food, and this person that repays Hashem in this way. And Rashi also continues, Inami Mishum Da Chosatara Mamonim Shal Yisrael. There's a concept about Tashchis, and therefore one may not under any circumstances destroy edible food. Certainly if the food is not edible, that is not an Isser about Tashchis. And they, however, we're learning now that even in a situation where the food is no longer edible and therefore there's no issue about Tashchis, there's also a concept of Bezoyin Oichlim. And even when you're going to destroy food, it has to be done in a very careful, deliberate manner. However, the Poskim point out that if it's a shas hadchak, or somebody is doing it because that's the way a medicine is made, or, as we discussed in our previous year as well, and the Mishnah Berurah alludes to it here in Sif Katan Dalet, that if somebody is not eating a food because he has a chumrah that he doesn't eat that food, then that's not considered Baal Tashchis. Furthermore, if by protecting the food, the cost of storing the food is more than watching the food, that's not considered, and therefore he destroys the food, that's not considered Baal Tashchis. There are Paiskim that suggest, the Prima Godim, that the Isser of Baal Tashchis is only if there's a kezias of solid food and a revius of liquid food. And this comes up when with food left over after a meal. That the question is, if the food is still good, may one dispose of the food? And that depends. According to this Prima Godim, if there's just very little left over, less than a kezias or less than a revius, we could perhaps be more makel. However, the Paiskim do say that even if each piece itself of food doesn't have a kezias, but if you accumulate all the food together, you do have a kezias, that is considered also Baal Tashchis. The raya that the Paiskim bring is because the halacha is that ein zorkim, you're not allowed to throw wheat. They had apparently a minhag that they would throw wheat on a chosan and kala. And you're not allowed to do so unless you could be sure that the wheat won't get ruined. Now let's think about it. Each kernel of wheat is not a kezias. But the fact that they're all together and accumulates to a kezias, that is enough for it to be in the category of Baal Tashchis to be avoided. Furthermore, the Paiskim point out, and we mentioned this in the previous year as well, from the Minchas Yitzchak, that there's much more of an issue of Baal Tashchis when one actively disposes of food versus a situation where he just leaves the food there and it gets ruined. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet, as we pointed out a moment ago, says, but if you're using the food for medicine, then there is no problem about tashchis. And it's based on a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Shoyra Odom Pas B'Yayin, U'Menichoy Ala Ayin L'Refuah. That even though you're making your bread into a bandage, that you put on your eye, and obviously that bread will no longer be edible, it's still not considered Baal Tashchis. Furthermore, a little difficult to discuss, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Tes says that if somebody ate too much and he is not feeling well and he needs to vomit, he may cause himself to vomit even though he's wasting all that food that he's now expelling from his body. However, I did see that even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Noisei Kalim here in the Shulchan Aruch say that we can use food for medicine, they used to use different foods as a detergent. I saw that the Poskim point out that that was only in the times of Chazal, where that was what was available as a medicine, and that was what was available as a detergent. However, they point out that Bezman Hazeh, where there are synthetic alternatives, one has no right to use food and be over Baal Tashchis when he can use a synthetic, substitute. And the same goes for one washing himself. One should not wash himself. In those times, they washed themselves with wheat and with wine. Nowadays, we have soap, and there is no heter to use, therefore, food if we can use a synthetic substitute. As we pointed out, and this is a very interesting question. On one hand, we're learning the halacha about tashkos. On the other hand, at times, there are foods that are halachically permissible, but people don't want to eat that food because they're machmer. So the question comes up, even is that considered Baal Tashvus? So there's a very interesting tshuva that the Steichemid discusses. He says, somebody is fasting. He's a tzaddik and he's fasting. But of course he doesn't want to publicize that he's fasting. So he's sitting amongst other individuals, and those other individuals are eating, and he is served food as well. So if he's going to refuse the food, if he's going to refuse the food, everybody will figure out that he's fasting. So the Steichemid says he's allowed to take a portion and dispose of that portion in the garbage, even though he's throwing out good food. And again, the reason is because that's not considered Baal Tashchis. It's not considered Baal Tashchis when you're doing it l'shem, shemayim. On the other hand, if somebody is not eating a food that is halachically permissible, but he wants to be machmer not to eat the food, there's a very interesting B'nai Yisoschar, the Darki Tshuva, quotes the B'nai Yisoschar, who says that if there's a food that's halachically permissible, that is the food that Hashem wants us to eat. In fact, he says, that's pshat, what the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Gol hanena migi kapoy. What's pshat, gol hanena migi kapoy? Yigia kapoy, what is the yigia? What's the real yigia in the world? The real yigia, the real effort, the real toil in the world is in learning Torah. Like we say by every siyum, Onu ha-melem v'heim ha-melem. And here, if somebody uses the knowledge of Torah that he amassed by learning Torah, that's Gol Hanenem Gigi Kapoy Yoysa Meirei Shemayim. So that's what this refers to, that he was able to use his Torah for such a purpose. So even though he says that such a food is 100% permissible to be eaten, still, there's a Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, where the Tana says, Loi Achalti Mebehema Shahar Bei Chacham, that he didn't want to eat from food that there was a Shiloh on. So since he didn't want to eat food that was there was a Shiloh on, so we see that even though halachically the food is permissible, one could say, I don't want to eat this food, and therefore be and it won't be considered Baal Tashchis. Similarly, there are many foods that become usur by halachically. We know one of the first halachas that we learn in the Shulchan Aruch is if one touches food before he washed negel vasser in the morning, if food was left under a bed where somebody is sleeping. There's halachas that the Gemara Masechta Nida speaks about food left overnight, onions or garlic that were left unpeeled overnight. In all of those situations, one has to be careful, the Pesach can point out, to make sure that that doesn't happen to your food. Because if you're going to cause your food to become halachically prohibited, you have violated Baal Tashchis. I also saw that the Pesachim point out that sometimes people, when they want to make different decorations for the sukkah, or they want to make different arts and crafts, they use fruits or vegetables or different food items. And then those food items are not edible anymore. The halacha is that one is not allowed to do this and make an item out of the food. And similarly, I saw that the Pesachim point out many times when there are platters prepared, fruit platters, vegetable platters, and people use different vegetables, particularly lettuce, as a garnish to decorate the platter. By decorating the platter with these foods, aren't we violating Baal Tashchis, that the food, most people don't eat that garnish, and that food gets thrown out? The only heter that I found is two heterim. One is that, as we discussed earlier, the if it's less than a kezias, there may not be an issa Baal Tashchis, but that is rarely the situation. And the other eitza, the only other heter I found, is that if using these vegetables, this lettuce, as we just discussed, as a garnish, is a cheaper alternative than using a non-food garnish. So now it's not Baal Tashchis, because if it's going to cost you more to use non-food item than to use the food item, then maybe there is no issue about Tashchis. In the absence of those haterim, or who says you have to have a garnish on the platter, it's very difficult to be makel. We're really dealing with a situation about Tashchis. To conclude our series of shiurim on Baal Tashchis, let's learn the words of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chof Tes, where he discusses this Aveira of Baal Tashchis. And he says as follows, V'zeh derech chassidim v'anshei ma'isa, the way chassidim and people who act appropriately behave, oyev shalom, they love peace, v'smeichim b'toy v'abriyas, they're happy to see people successful, u'mekavnoi som l'toyra, they draw them closer to Torah, v'loyavdu afil gargul shechad l'boilem, even a mustard seed they make certain should not be wasted. V'yotzaleim, because Abdon Vashchosashiru, anytime they see a loss or destruction of something that could be used, it bothers them. Vimyuchla Hatzel, Yatsilu Kol Dova Mahashkos Bakal Koichai. And if they have the ability, they will do whatever they can to prevent anything from getting ruined. Loi can I Rishoyim Achem Shamazikim. The Rishoyim act differently. Smechem v'ashchasas ha'olam, they're happy to see destruction in the world. V'hei meshchisim, they are destructors. Says the Chinuch, b'mida sh'odem moided, bo moided in loy. The way a person behaves, that's how they behave towards him from Hashemayim. Kloima bo hu nidbak l'olam. That's the way he will live his life. Kenyan. Somebody who's happy to see destruction will be, chas v'sholem, a victim of destruction. However, somebody who wants to see good, somebody who wants to see only constructive use of the resources that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the sameich b'ayin is happy to see this constructive use. Nafshiv tov tolun l'oilam, he will rest with goodness his entire life, for Zayduah Mefursim, and he says this is guaranteed. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that we should always be the vehicles of construction, constructive purposes in the world.